single ladies. I mean, so much to contend with nowadays, don't you? I mean, all the apps, how to navigate them, everything going on.
Yeah.
Well, now there's another thing you got to look out for. You got to look out for, now this is heterosexual relationships only, because we're talking about ratios, okay?
Ratios.
When women outnumber men.
Oh, okay.
So maybe at your uni, maybe even in your social circle, maybe just out at the club one night and you notice this, oh, there's a lot more chicks out tonight than men.
Yeah.
You got to look out for the golden penis.
The golden penis. What?
This has been identified by researchers, okay? They've done sample studies. Now, usually you want an even number in your sample studies to make sure you're getting a good cross-section of the population.
Yeah.
Not when it comes to this, because they've identified this particular thing when women outnumber men in dating situations. And they basically say where the men don't outnumber the women,
so they will
get, they're scarce, they will get more attention from the single ladies.
Of course,
because
it's all supply and demand.
Exactly. They're the only option for the single ladies.
Simple economics.
Thus inflating their sense of self-worth, sense of ego, sense of I am king. I am good. I'm pretty good at this whole thing. And it'll all go to his head. These particular studies were done at female-heavy universities, where I can imagine in some courses, maybe in particular, you would see this ratio happening where there's a lot more chicks to a lot more women. And this one researcher said there was nothing special about these guys, but because of the gender ratio, these men truly believe that they had the golden penis. And they can put
I have it.
So it's like they can put in minimal effort, you know, things like just saying, hey, what's up, so instead of actually communicating with people.
In my mixed netball team, and I'm one of the only dudes, and I get a killer pass. I'm the golden penis of that netball team.
Well, you think that because of the ratio. Not necessarily so.
So my pass actually might not be that killer.
Exactly. It's like you're the only dude doing that pass. Yeah. It's like, look at him.
Thanks, my man.
Look at him.
So in my midwifery uni course, I'm amazing.
Example.
I step outside of that, I'm all of a sudden back down to the bronze.
Because in that course, you might have a lot of ladies who purely by location and distance, they go, oh, I want to go out with that guy. Well, he's right there.
Yeah.
And look, he seems pretty good. But that's only because you don't have a good portion of other men to compare him to.
Yeah.
But the issue then lies with you getting the big head and you thinking, I don't have to put in effort. I don't have to, you know, communicate properly. I don't have to dress well. Don't have to do my hair. Don't have to shower because you've got this inflated sense of worth.
So you're saying like I could be in my mixed netball team or midwifery course, I could be a 9 out of 10. Like I'm a solid 9. I'm the man.
In that situation.
In that situation. But then you get me to real life and I'm a solid 3.
100%.
Yeah, you
Producer Alex.
Yeah. Be lucky to be a 3. Yeah.
Exactly. Producer Alex, you are the single member of the team. Have you ever experienced this? Has there been a situation where the numbers have outweighed each other and you've noticed some guys walking around a little bit too cocky? Purely because of this uneven attention.
I spent 4 years at Bathurst Uni and I can confirm that it was very much everywhere.
Everywhere. So a lot more women?
Oh, yeah. There was plenty of us and very little of them. There was always a better ratio for them, for sure.
And were they golden?
Absolutely not.
But they thought they were.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think that there were a lot of them that, like, you know, you'd always have that one or few people that you'd go, how do they manage to pull this much?
Yes. Mm. Exactly.
There were plenty of those.
Exactly. That's purely because of supply and demand.
There you go.
So just keep an eye out for it.
Right.
And also, gentlemen, just watch yourselves. You know, if you find yourself pulling really easily, it's purely because of supply and
demand.
Just
economics.